Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey stepping in for Peter Apathy, who's been covering for Melissa Marconi-Wenzel this week. And my guests this morning in the studio are Carolyn Kaneen, co-director of the Sitka Seafood Festival, and Alicia Hasseltine, a board member, longtime board member and founder of the Sitka Seafood Festival, right, Alicia?
Yes.
And 5 years now.
This is the fifth year.
Can you believe how time flies when you're organizing major events in Sitka?
No. It never
stops coming around for you. The moment this thing is over, you probably start thinking about 2015, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a year-long thing, but it definitely ramps up the last month or so.
Okay, but you got Carolyn on board. How did that come about?
I pleaded.
She talked me into it.
Yeah,
and said there would be lots of help, which there has been.
Uh-huh. How did you get involved, Carolyn?
My husband's been involved. Rob Kaneen has been involved as the chef for the past, I think, all five years. Mm-hmm. And I've been coming up for it for the past 4 years. And so that's how I got involved in it.
Okay. You guys haven't transitioned to becoming Sitka residents, have you?
No, but we always talk about it.
Right. Where do you and Rob live?
We live in Anchorage, but okay. We're always like, if we could live anywhere else in Alaska, it would be Sitka.
Okay. Yeah. So
we're pushing that.
Yeah. Alicia kind of has this gleam in her eye, like this might be a possibility. So anyway, the festival actually starts today, right? Today is the day.
It is. It's kind of our pre-events today. We have a bottle signing with Rick Sayer, who is the winemaker at Rodney Strong, who's donated all of our wine for the events this year. It's at 4:30 at House of Liquor. And then we have a garden tour. 6 o'clock, people are supposed to meet at Crescent Harbor Shelter. It's with UAS Cooperative Extension. They did it last year, and it was wonderful. We had rave reviews about it. And then the film showing, Red Gold, here at Larkspur at 7.
Okay, so this is the pre-festival day. And you're reading off a calendar that I have seen online, too.
It is.
So people can follow along if they go to, like, what's the address?
SitkaSeafoodFestival.org.
Okay, and I'll post that address with along with this interview online a little bit later this morning.
So
it really kicks in tomorrow.
Yeah, with the VIP cocktail hour at 5:30, and Chef Mickey Neely out of Chicago is going to do all the food for the VIP cocktail hour.
Okay.
And have a good time with that. And then the whole seafood dinner, the five-course dinner, starts at doors open at 6:30 at Centennial Hall, and we have Chef Caleb France out of Indianapolis. He's got 3 award-winning restaurants there, and he uses all Sitka seafood at those restaurants, so that's really exciting. He's really used to the product, so we're excited to see what he does.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, Carolyn. Talk about how he has access to Sitka seafood. I mean, because it's not like you're bringing in a celebrity chef who's kind of scratching his head going, oh, what do I do with this incredible silver salmon or whatever. He's actually works with it all
Yeah,
the time.
He works with it through Sitka Salmon Shares. And he was really excited to come to Sitka just to see where his product's coming from and meet some of the fishermen who get it for him. So
right.
I think he's going to have a really busy week.
Yeah, and Sitka Salmon Shares is this, I guess, what would you call it? It's sort of a, like, it's like a community-supported fishery, but Nick Mink set it up to send fish to this sort of centralized place in the Midwest, like in Indiana somewhere?
Right. Yeah. And I think they've expanded to Chicago, and from what I understand, they're growing even bigger.
Yeah, so they deliver fish to individual homeowners and restaurants and stuff right from Sitka.
Correct.
And
yeah.
Fishermen participate here directly. Yeah, it's kind of a neat setup. We've reported on it in the news here at KCIW. People could probably search it on our website to kcaw.org. It's an interesting system. So anyway, he's going to be cooking along with all the other
chefs. Caleb France designed the menu, but all the chefs who've been involved in the past in Sitka Seafood Fest are coming back for it. So my husband Rob is there for it. Jaron from Sitka is there for it and has really helped organize a lot of it. We've got Mickey Neely, of course, from last year is back. And then Seth Caswell is back. So,
who is amazing.
Yeah, who is amazing. And so they'll all have a hand in it. And it's great to have all of them as well to make sure it goes smoothly and that the food is just going to be amazing.
And they really put out for this, don't they? I mean, it's a chance for a chef you know, I imagine these guys are just kind of, the day-to-day chore of running a restaurant is one thing, but when you're coming to an occasion like this, it's a chance to kind of, I mean, really roll out the good stuff.
They're really excited about it. And the nice thing is they all get along really well. They're all great guys. And so last night, in fact, they were up until what time was it?
I left at 11, but okay. Someone brought over a skate and they were filleting the skate and the yellow eyes came out and they were all just standing around a corner and, you know, talking about what they would do with it. And, you know, the feedback we get is, our product here is amazing, and mm-hmm. to be able to come here and have all this fresh product that, you know, they pay top dollar for and have a hard time getting, it's just really fun for them and obviously wonderful for us because wow. they do a great job with it.
I'd be interested to hear what they do with the skate. Once in a while I catch those and I feel like I'm catching, you know, a Stegosaurus or something. I just like
yeah.
go back to the Jurassic. You know, anyway, that's interesting.
You'll have to email one of them and say, hey, what happened with that? I think there are some photos out there, but
okay, great.
We'll see. And at the Seafood Extravaganza, too, we've got a ton of auction items. The silent auction, I think they've been working on for days. And we have a great live auction.
2 Alaska Airlines tickets to anywhere, no blackout dates. A couple other live auction items. There's some great lodge stays, tours. I mean, they have well over 100 items, so okay. that'll be wonderful.
So that's all, the whole thing is we're calling it the Seafood Extravaganza tomorrow.
The dinner, yeah.
And are there still tickets for this?
There's a few.
Okay, so people, somebody listening going, oh, I should act quickly, what would they want to do?
Just go right to our website, so sitkaseafoodfestival.org, okay. and there's a little button there you click on, and you can go online. And order them there. At this point, we were mailing them, but we'll just keep them at, we'll call it at the front for you.
Okay. All right. Can we talk for a minute about the Highland Games and the tote races and all that stuff?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Because I know somebody out there is dying to put on a kilt and paint his face blue and come do this. What's the deal with the Highland Games at the Seafood Festival?
Well, you know, we put an Alaskan twist on it. There's a mm-hmm. crab pot throw, and we changed it to the Highland/Island Games.
Right.
But really it stemmed from Jim Gibson, who is in the Coast Guard, and him and his wife Jessica are actually leaving on Monday, I believe, moving to Astoria. But he approached us, and it was just something he wanted to do combined with the festival, and so we thought it would be a wonderful compliment and threw in some seafood and Alaskan twists, and it's been wonderful. They are still accepting people that want to join.
Okay.
I think there's a little over 20 people mm-hmm. involved right now.
All right. And I mean, who cuts the trees? where do you get the special rock that you throw? And I mean, all this stuff is just, it's incredible to watch. If you go to your website, you can watch the videos, and it's obviously these guys are having more fun than anybody deserves to have, right?
Oh yeah. it's wonderful for them, but it's pretty incredible to watch too. We ordered all new equipment this year from a guy that hand makes everything up in Anchorage, and that's about as much as I know about it.
So they're throwing the authentic kind of
oh, yeah.
rock, not just a Sitka rock, but the polished kind of Scottish rock, and they're hurling the thing that they hurl.
Yep. There's a distance one, there's a height one, there's the hay ball one that you flick over a big stick.
Yeah, there's a very dangerous thing that they kind of throw over their shoulder that, you know, the crowd stands way back for that. But anyway, that's the Highland Island Games. I suggest people check it out online to just sort of whet their appetite for going to the real thing. And that's going to be Sunday?
Saturday.
Starting at what time?
It's starting around 11 to 12-ish. We have a kind of a switch in the schedule this year. We wanted to bring the tote races back.
Right.
And just because we've shifted over to Sitka Fine Arts Campus, we're having a hard time doing that. So we're actually kicking the festival off on Saturday with the tote races at Crescent Harbor at 11. And I think there's still one or two totes available to sign up, you have to sign up prior by calling Linda at 747-6985.
Okay.
And then directly after that is the parade. And the parade, rather than going through town, we're starting at Crescent Harbor and going down to Sitka Fine Arts Campus. So it's basically bringing all the townspeople down to the events.
Okay.
And then everything will start at that time, so right around noon.
So 11 o'clock at Crescent Harbor for the tote races, then you're going down to SJ to watch all the guys in kilts.
Kilts and cooking demos and food.
And there's lots of stuff for kids.
Oh, right? Definitely, yeah.
There is. Some of the cooking demos will even be for kids.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, there's the cooking demos. There's the crab races that are open to all ages. The parade, in fact, has a $50 prize for best child's costume and a $100 prize for best adult costume.
Wow.
There's a sack race, the three-legged race, the fish head bobbing, and the fish head toss.
The shed bobbing. Okay. Every child wants to get in on that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more every parent wants their child to get in on that, right?
And then, so that's Saturday, and then Sunday?
Sunday, we just have a golf tournament.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of a cool down.
Yeah. And Saturday night, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is putting on the Bamua concert.
Oh, right.
And Orion Dortch is opening up, who's a one-man band, but they're both really fun acts. I've seen Bamua a couple of times, and that should be a great show. So I encourage people to go to Old Harbor Books, and they can buy their ticket there or online with us. And it should be really fun. And kids are also allowed to go to that.
Okay. So. It just sounds like an awesome lineup. Again, way to pull it off again.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about the Sitka Seafood Festival, pre-events sort of happening tonight, the film and walking tour today, right?
Correct.
And then all the fun stuff tomorrow, and including the seafood extravaganza, and then Sunday, this kind of wind down with the golf tournament. Everything's, you can look at it online, sitkaseafoodfestival.org.
Yep.
And I'll also post a link with this interview on our website, kcaw.org. Carolyn Kinnear is co-director of the Sitka Seafood Festival. Alicia Hasseltine is a board member. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks
for having us.